8 days into the CIA-backed coup of Guatemala, and rebel leader Castillo Armas still hasn't ousted the Guatemalan president, Jacobo Arbenz, from power. Two new fighter planes and psychological warfare have together begun to make their mark. And now, the CIA plays its very last trick.
Right at this critical stage, Phillips introduced what he called his most important big lie.
The important big lie is the final stage of the fake radio broadcasts, which present an entirely made-up version of the invasion.
So in some ways, there were two invasions. There was the real invasion that showed a paltry invasion force, its numbers reduced by half. And then there was the map created by Radio Liberacion. It suggested the force was having unimpeded progress.
The CIA radio broadcasts tell of one victory after another. An invasion which in reality doesn't exist at all.
Rebel forces were moving. They were moving towards the capital. The invasion was successful. The uprising was coming. It was one tale after another of the inevitable victory of the rebel forces.
The biggest lie of all is when the radio reports that thousands and thousands of fictitious soldiers are closing in on Guatemala City itself.
And the lie was that two military columns were advancing on the capital, ready to take it over.
The big lie gamble now pays off.
Thousands fled the city. Car traffic stopped. The city itself was slowly becoming paralyzed.
People ran to the outskirts of the city. They were fleeing to safety.